Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is David Ha'ivri. I am here in the heartland of Israel in Kfar Tapuach, speaking about the love of the land of Israel, and I'm really glad that you've joined me today. My show, A Hebrew in the Heartland, airs every week at Tuesday at 6 p.m. Israel time, which is 11 a.m. Eastern in the United States, and then adjust that to wherever you might be. You can always tune in at any time and hear the archive show throughout the week and at any other time. Be sure to share the show with your friends and send me a note and tell me what you think, what you enjoy and what you don't. We're going to be speaking about some fake news, a tweet that I posted about the American envoys to Israel, Mr. Greenblatt and Kushner, who visited Israel. I wrote something on Twitter and a journalist from Haaretz picked that up. He asked me some questions. I didn't realize he was writing an article, but he did. Is that fake news or not? If it really happened, but then if he gave meaning that wasn't really in the tweet. We'll be speaking about that. And we'll be speaking about the agenda of the American envoys and my disappointment that they are continuing to engage with the PLO, Palestinian Authority, terrorist organization, which is paying salaries to terrorists who killed Israelis and Americans and British and other people and Palestinians as well. Wow. We've got a lot to talk about. Listen, I've got 20,000 followers on Twitter. That's brand new. I've been, you know, getting more followers every week, every day. There are people who are joining my Twitter feed. And finally, I've reached 20,000 followers, which I think is a pretty big thing. If you're on Twitter, then you are more than welcome to follow me there and send me any messages and insight and share. Do share the show as well. I've also left Periscope and Instagram. I tried both of them for some time, but I guess that it's just too many platforms, and I hope that I'm meeting up with the same people on the other platforms and that I'm not losing anyone by dropping those, but I've actually left both of those platforms. So you can find me on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and here on Israel News Talk Radio. Hang on, we're going to take a short news break. Give you some Fox News, give you a couple of commercials which we need to support the station, check out our advertisers, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have a really great show, so don't go away, come and join me here in the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri, right back after the break.
Why are so many non-Jews interested in Judaism? Why are they so curious? Did you know that the prophets of old prophesied about this? And it's happening now. I'm Rod Bryant, the voice of the righteous in the nations. If you want to understand this and much more, tune in to Israel News Talk Radio for Beyond the Matrix. News, views, and wisdom for the nations. Join us at my new time every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Israel time and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Shalom, this is David Ha'ivri, a Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Israel time and 11 a.m. Eastern in the United States. And then adjust your clocks to wherever you might be. But of course, you can listen to the show online at any time. Just go over to IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com and click on David Ha'ivri. Check out my page. And then there is a link. Click here for all of the latest shows, all of the latest Hebrew in the Heartland, all of the editions of my show. And of course, I enjoy hearing back from you. So feel free to send me a message either via the website Israel News Talk Radio or via my own personal website, haivri.com, or through the social media, Facebook or Twitter. I often speak about the social media because I am interacting with a lot of people throughout the week, people all over the world on social media. Just the last week, I hit 20,000 followers on Twitter. I think that's a big thing for a personal user in Israel to be interacting with people in almost every country in the world. And now there are actually 20,000 people who are seeing my tweets, are following the Twitter feed of HaIvri. If you are a Twitter user, then look me up in the search or write my Twitter handle, HaIvri, HaIvri, and follow me on Twitter. If you're not using Twitter, you can follow me on Facebook. I have my personal profile and a public figure page, so you could be following me on either of them, and you can interact with me directly on any of those platforms. Just send me a personal message and I will reply. If you sent me a personal message and I did not reply, which would be very unusual, feel free to send me another one. I try to be very quick in replying to people who send me any messages. I wanted to tell you about a Twitter conversation or a incident last week. You know, last week the presidential envoys, the Trump presidential envoys, Mr. Jared Kushner and Mr. Jason Greenblatt and Ambassador David Friedman all came to meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and members of those teams were in Ramallah and met with Abbas. And of course, I wrote some comments about that. Actually, last week's show was all about that, and that was the subject line of the show. So if you missed last week's show, again, go back over to my page on Israel News Talk Radio and check out last week's show that I think I called the President's Men in Wonderland or in the Heartland or something like that. So you can check out what I said. But in any case, on Twitter as well, I sent out a response. Jason Greenblatt tweets live or sends some messages telling about his activity. And he wrote on his Twitter feed that he went to visit for a Shiva call, for a mourner's call. He visited the family of the Israeli police officer who was murdered in a terrorist attack last week in Jerusalem, Hadas Malka. And he wrote that on his Twitter feed, and he wrote that he was at the Western Wall. He went to pray twice, and he wrote that he was in Ramallah, and his host there fed him fruit because he has a kosher diet. He observes the rules of the kosher food, and they did not have kosher food for him. Apparently, they gave him fruit. And he wrote about all those different things in his Twitter account. Anyway, when he wrote that he was here with President Trump's son-in-law and special envoy Jason Jared Kushner for these talks, trying to push for a deal between Israel and the Palestinians and so forth, I wrote a comment on that on my Twitter feed. I responded to Greenblatt, and I wrote something on the lines of, that's fine, you can come here, spend a couple of days here, and then go back to America and say that you're working on it, and it'll be no different than what we've seen in the past. Because, as we all know, for 20, 30 years, the American envoys have been coming back and forth and meeting with the leaders and saying that they're working to push forward a deal and so forth, and this is ongoing and ongoing and ongoing. And I don't really expect much more from these gentlemen. I think that they're well-intended, but I think that the platform that they're working on based on the Oslo Accords, I think is a great, great mistake. I'm really disappointed that they are seemingly continuing to work on that same base, the idea of a two-state solution, the idea of establishing a Palestinian state in Judea and Samaria, or what some call the West Bank. I hold that was a mistake to begin with, and I think that any person who examines the conduct of the Palestinian Authority and we'll see that the entire idea of establishing a Palestinian state based on the PLO was a great failure. So in any case, that's what I wrote. And a journalist who follows me on Twitter sent me a question regarding some of the things that I wrote. I had some conversation via Twitter with Matthew Kalman. I wasn't sure that he was interviewing me for an article, but then it turned out I didn't even notice that he actually used my quotes in his article the next day in Haaretz. I don't regularly read Haaretz. Haaretz is like a leading fake news agency. It's one of the best fake news platforms, and I've spoken about the fake news in the past, their agenda and their conduct of taking real events and then describing them as they would like things to play out and trying to invent a reality. So in any case, this journalist took my quotes and he wrote in an article. He presented it in such a way as if I was criticizing Mr. Greenblatt making a joke of his efforts, and that really wasn't my intention. What I meant to criticize was the whole Oslo concept of establishing a Palestinian state and bringing in the PLO, and I think that the two-state solution, I think all of that was a great mistake to begin with, and I think that it was a huge failure. And I was hoping, I'm disappointed to see that the American administration is continuing to interact with the PLO head, Mahmoud Abbas, aside for the fact that he has not been reelected for like the last 8 years, and why he continues to present himself as the president of the Palestinian Authority is a clue to me. But more disappointing is that the American government is aware of the fact that Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority, which is a branch of the PLO, are paying salaries to terrorists who murdered Israelis, who murdered Americans, who murdered British citizens. And President Trump brought this up in the meeting that he had with Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, at the White House in Washington, D.C. He said something needs to be done about the funding, the salaries that are being paid to these terrorists. Then when he came to Israel and met with Abbas in Bethlehem, he was angry at Abbas because he said that Abbas tried to fool him and that he found out that they are paying salaries. And now Jared Kushner came to Ramallah and again he met with Abbas and again he brought up this issue of the Palestinian Authority paying salaries. Now we're seeing reports that the Palestinian Authority leaders are saying that they have a social responsibility to pay benefits to the families of prisoners. They call them families of prisoners. They're families of terrorists. They're people who killed people. They're providing a huge incentive for their citizens, their residents of the Palestinian Authority to go out and to carry out attacks against Israelis or against people in Israel, whether they be Israelis, Americans, British, or from any other place, because there's a huge unemployment problem in the Palestinian Authority, and people who do work, the salaries are very low, and here you have the Palestinian Authority providing a regular pension to terrorists who target civilians in Israel. So what I'm saying is that I'm surprised at the American administration asking the Palestinian Authority leaders to stop paying these benefits. The American government is providing funding to the Palestinian Authority. They need to cut that funding right away, and they need to take action to stop the Palestinian Authority, which is a terrorist organization, if it's paying pensions to terrorists, the American administration should not only not be engaging with them, but they should be closing them down. They should be arresting their leaders and bringing them to justice for paying terrorists who are killing citizens of the United States and of other countries. So that's what I'm expecting. And I'm going to tell you more about this article because there's some really funny things that went out in it. Some people don't think that it's too funny. Some people were really offended. So come back after our short commercial break.
Jew haters, beware. Political hitman is here. Who's in my crosshairs? Who's in my hot seat? I'm Howie Silberger. Join me Sundays at noon Eastern, 7 Israeli, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 9 Israeli, for Political Hitman, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
All right, welcome back. Shalom from the heartland of Israel. This is David Ha'ivri. If you missed the first segment of this show, you can go back into the archives on Israel News Talk Radio and check it out. Listen to it again. You can download to your device, to your computer, or to your phone. You know, you could be listening to this show on your phone. There is an app. I'm going to give you information about this app. There's an app that you can download to your show, and you can be listening to Israel News Talk Radio on your phone, in your car, at work, or wherever you might be. This app is called TuneIn, TuneIn app. So you can go over to the App Store, and you can download this TuneIn app. There's like a free version. All you need is the free version. And then you can look up Israel News Talk Radio, and you can listen to the show regularly. So go ahead and do that. I mentioned earlier that I appreciate getting feedback from my listeners, and I appreciate you all tuning in. By the way, please feel free to share the show with your friends. Take the link from the address and send it over to your followers on Facebook or Twitter or via email or chat or wherever you're interacting with your friends. Let people know about this show, and feel free to send me any comments in general about the show, because I enjoy hearing back from you. And I got a Facebook message from someone who was listening to the show. I think that we were not connected on Facebook before, but he looked me up on Facebook and he found my profile and sent me a message. And this fellow is from Manchester, United Kingdom, Manchester, England. Remember that song from Hair? Manchester, England, England, across the Atlantic Sea. Stuart Michael Davis sent me a message on Facebook. Stuart, this is a shout out for you. I hope that you're listening to the show today too. Thank you for sending me this message. Shalom, David. I have been listening to A Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. I think it's great. A really interesting radio program. With best wishes from a friend and supporter of Israel in the UK. So, Stuart Michael Davis, thank you for your feedback. I really appreciate it. I want you all to know that when I tape this show, I am actually speaking to a mic. And I'm not seeing you. I'm not seeing your faces. It's different from having a conversation with a person where you're in the same room and there's body language and interaction and people can ask questions and so forth. This is kind of just a rant at you. And I enjoy your feedback, because then I know that you're listening and you're finding it interesting. And if you're not finding it interesting, you can let me know too. And then I wrote what I just said to Stuart Michael Davis, and he wrote back, "You're very welcome. I've listened to it. I've listened to a lot of the shows and always learned something new." Well, if that's the case, I'm glad. Listeners, there is a Facebook page called Kfar Zeitim Torah and Technology Center. Kfar Zeitim. That's Kfar Zeitim. Torah and Technology Center. If you miss the link, you can send me a message and I'll send you the link. The Kfar Zeitim Torah and Technology Center is an amazing school. It's at a moshav, it's at a farm in Israel's north, in the Galil, overlooking the Sea of the Galilee, the Kinneret, overlooking the Mount Arbel Ridge. It's just a beautiful scenic area. From that spot where the school is, you can look to the north and you can see the ancient city of Tzfat, the mystic city of the Kabbalah, is north, to the north of Kfar Zeitim. And this is a vocational high school for boys from Israel's Haredi community. The Haredi community is Israel's ultra-Orthodox community. If you see pictures of Israel, or if you visit in Israel and you see that there are men who are very observant, very Orthodox, they wear black suits and black hats and white shirts. And typically in this community, young men and older men are expected to sit and study in the yeshiva, to study Talmud all day, from the morning hours until the late night, every day. And boys who have an overabundant amount of energy, especially boys who have ADHD or ADD, or boys who have emotional problems, or boys who have learning difficulties, learning disabilities, it's very hard for them to find their place in this community, and they are considered a burden within the community. This school, the Kfar Zeitim Torah and Technology Center, by the way, they have a beautiful website too, that is called, just a second, I'm going to look for the link for the website. The website for this school is ykfarzeitim.org. Y is like yeshiva. Y, it's ykfarzeitim.org.il. And if you missed that link, you can send me a message and I'll send you the link too. Anyway, I assist the yeshiva in different ways with special connections. And recently, I might have spoken about this on one of the previous shows. Recently, I helped them host the Israel's Minister of Science, Technology, and Space, whose name is Ofir Okunis. Ofir Okunis is a member of Knesset in the Likud party, in Netanyahu's Likud party. And he is a member of the government of the Netanyahu cabinet. Recently, he visited the Kfar Zeitim Yeshiva and toured their workshops. The yeshiva, again, is a vocational high school. The boys are in a very religious atmosphere. They, by the way, they have full room and board. They live there at the yeshiva. There are 150 boys who are high school age, between age 14 and 18. They come from all around the country, from the very Haredi religious communities in Bnei Brak and Jerusalem and many other places. They are, all of the students there are boys who do not fit in the regular system of the yeshivot world in the Haredi community. And here at this school, at the Kfar Zeitim Yeshiva, or the Kfar Zeitim Torah and Technology Center, they have the religious atmosphere, they have the synagogue, they get up in the morning and they pray, they go to the synagogue again in the afternoon for the mincha, the afternoon prayers, and in the evening for the evening prayers. They have the dining hall with, of course, the very strictly kosher foods, and they study in the yeshiva. They study Talmud like in other yeshivot, but only part of the day. And then in other parts of the day, they study high school studies, math, English, history, reading, writing. And then they also study in the workshops. They learn to be professional carpenters or computer maintenance or electricians. And all of the boys who go through this program are certified by the government of Israel, by the Ministry of Labor. They're certified in their professions. And after they're done with school, after they graduate, they can go to work as professionals in their fields, and they can become breadwinners for their families, which is a huge advancement for these boys. The school has provided them with an education. It's provided them with self-esteem. Aside from their regular studies in the school, they also work on the farm. The school has its own farm. It has its own horse range. All of the boys learn to care for the horses and to ride the horses, and some of them are horse riding instructors. They have a chicken coop where they raise chickens for eggs. They have goats that they take out to pasture and they milk. They grow organic vegetables in the garden. It's an amazing place. You can go over to the Facebook page that I was telling you about, Kfar Zeitim Torah Technology Center, and you can check out some pictures of different things that they are doing in the school. All of the boys are very handy. They build. They're currently building a new Beit Midrash. Beit Midrash is the place of study of the Torah. So they're building a brand new Beit Midrash, or they're renovating an old Beit Midrash, a study hall that was built in memory of a IDF soldier who was killed in the war. And he, that boy, his family, he grew up in that moshav in Kfar Zeitim, and his family built this Beit Midrash in memory of the boy, the soldier who was killed. So it's a really beautiful place, and they're doing really amazing work. And you can go over to their Facebook page or to their website, and you can check that out. And when you're in Israel, this is surely a place that you should stop by to visit and see it for yourself. In the first segment of the show, I was speaking about this article in the Haaretz newspaper. The journalist who followed a tweet that I wrote about the American envoys for peace in Israel who visited Netanyahu and Abbas, and I expressed my skepticism about their success in the program that they are pushing for, because I think that the whole program, the whole Oslo program, was a huge mistake and that will never lead us anywhere good. I promise to speak more about that article. And here we're towards the end of the second segment of the show, so we're going to be taking a short commercial break. Stay tuned after the break, and I will tell you more about this article in the Haaretz and why some people were offended by it. Come right back.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio. Straight talk from Israel.
Well, thank you for staying on. After that short commercial break, this is David Ha'ivri on Israel News Talk Radio. The show airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Israel time, which is 11 a.m. Eastern in the United States, and then adjust the time to wherever you might be. The show is available online all of the time, so even if you miss the original airing, you can listen to it throughout the week and anytime after that on the website. Go over to Israel News Talk Radio, and on Israel News Talk Radio, there are two places where you can find the show. Number one is on the top menu bar. There's the second menu is your show hosts. And then if you scroll down to the last show host, because I'm the newest host on Israel News Talk Radio, so I'm at the bottom of the list. It says my name, David Ha-Ivri. You can click there and it will open up my page. And then if you go onto my page, there is a link that says click here for all of the latest editions of Hebrew in the Heartland with David Ha-Ivri. And you can click that and you can see all of the past shows. There's also on the main page, there's like a bar with pictures of the show host. And I'm somewhere in that bar. So you can click my picture too and you can tune into my show. I encourage you to send me a message and let me know that you're listening. Ask any questions. I will try to address your questions on the show and share the show with your friends on whatever media you are active on. Let people know about it. I would appreciate that. That would be great. I was telling you about this article in Haaretz where I was quoted last week regarding the American President Trump's envoys. The headline in the article is Trump's Mideast envoy live tweeted his trip to Israel. It did not go well. So I don't know if it did not go well. The writer of this article, Matthew Kalman, is trying to give the impression that Jason Greenblatt set himself up for some criticism because he is open and sharing his efforts on social media. I don't think that the criticism was so great. I think that the criticism was legitimate, was not meant to be personally hurtful to him or to President Trump or to Jared Kushner. I get the impression that the writer is in the mood of the fake news that wishes to establish a reality that is not really the true reality on the ground and try to manipulate statements and make them into something that they are not exactly. So I'm quoted in this article in Haaretz regarding Jason Greenblatt's Twitter feed. Now, Jason Greenblatt has a Twitter account, and just a second, I'll let you know what the address is for his Twitter account. It's JDGreenblatt45. So you can go over, it's verified, it's really his account. He has another account, I'm not sure if it's as active, but this account, he posts, and I think that his posts on Twitter are noble. I appreciate him sharing his thoughts and telling us about what he is up to, and I follow that, and sometimes I comment. Sometimes I comment to him, and sometimes I write a comment or a feedback or response to Jason Greenblatt and to others on Twitter. I think the Twitter is an amazing platform where people, wherever they might be, can be sharing their experiences and their thoughts and ideas and whatever they'd like. And people who are reading those comments can engage with the people who are writing them. Now, I write regularly my thoughts and share different things on Twitter, and I'm glad to get responses from people who have what to say. If they are happy about what I wrote or they're not happy about what I wrote, and sometimes we debate, and all of that is totally legitimate. That's what the social media is for, and people who are out there on social media sharing their life experience expect to be getting responses from other people. So the Haaretz writer, Matthew Kalman, presented this engagement, this exchange, as if Jason Greenblatt shared his Israel tour on Twitter, and then he was bashed for doing that. Now, what I wrote, and this was reported in the Haaretz article, just a second, he wrote that he was at the Kotel twice and that he went to visit the family of Hadas Malka, the Israeli border police officer who was murdered by terrorists, and that he said that this is intolerable and so forth. And then he said he was in Ramallah and they did not have kosher food for him, and they fed him fruit. Just a second. I'm looking for the L. Here we go. So here, my tweet is a tweet is quoted here. It says in air quotes, "Stop for a couple of days, meet some names, then go home and say that you're working on it." Sniffed, David Ha'ivri. Sniffed. I guess that sniff means that that it was some kind of a brush off that I was. In any case, I didn't mean. I don't think I sniffed. I don't think that I meant to be offensive to Mr. Greenblatt. On the contrary, and I explained to Mr. Kalman, who wrote me some messages and asked me about the tweet that I wrote. I explained to him that I have admiration for Mr. Greenblatt, and that I think that he's doing a great job. I think that I'm impressed by the meetings that he is holding while here in Israel. He's meeting with a wider range of people, and I think that that is impressive. Kalman asked me who are the people that I'm impressed that he's meeting with. So I said, for instance, I'm glad that he met with Carolyn Glick. I think that's really good that he is open to hearing Carolyn Glick, and I'm sure that she can provide him with some really important insight. If you don't know about Carolyn Glick, you can Google her. She's an editor of the Jerusalem Post, and she writes very important articles on the reality here in the on the ground in Israel. And Kalman did include that I add that I'm impressed by Greenblatt. He said that I'm impressed that Greenblatt is speaking with settler leaders. Now, I don't like using the term settler. Israelis are Israelis, and Israel is Israel, and wherever people, Jewish people, choose to live in Israel, is that's fine and that's great, and people should be able to live anywhere they wish in their homeland. Judea and Samaria is the very core of the homeland of the Jewish people. So it's obvious and expected that Jewish people would live here. And I don't think that we, the Jewish people, live here in the heartland of Israel, should be considered settlers, different than Jews who live in Kiryat Shmona or in the Negev or in anywhere else. But yes, I am glad that Mr. Greenblatt has met with leaders of the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. I think that he should be doing more of that. And I think that the American administration, who wish to be involved in the discourse here in Israel, should definitely be speaking with more voices of the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria and our supporters. And that was the main part of the article, which some people were really upset about. Someone, I'm not going to mention his name because he was very upset about this article. He wrote a personal tweet. He had a personal interaction with a friend on Twitter, and he wrote that his family had supported President Trump in a big way, and that his family were disappointed that President Trump is not acting as they would expect in regard to Israel's sovereignty here in the land of Israel. And I read the whole article, and I understand why this individual is upset that his personal tweets were taken and posted on a article in such a way. I think that it was disrespectful to him, hurtful to him and to his family. He didn't mean, it wasn't like a press release. And I guess that the way he interacts with people on Twitter is in more of a personal fashion. Again, I mentioned earlier that last week I reached 20,000 followers on Twitter, and I have Twitter followers all over the world. And after I reached the 20,000, I've been posting some questions to my followers on Twitter, asking them how they think I should be using this platform now that I have such a large following. And I've been posting some Twitter tips for friends who are following me on Twitter to let them know how I succeeded in building up such a large following, which is basically be real, be personal, be friendly, post good content, and people will follow you. You also need to engage, interact, and again, I turn to you. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, so feel free to send me a tweet or a direct message or a comment on my Facebook page or via email or any way you would like to interact with me. As always, I urge you to come and visit the heartland of Israel and send your representatives, if they're elected representatives, leaders of your community, faith leaders, school teachers, university professors, people, journalists, people of influence, anyone who wants to be knowledgeable about the reality here in Israel should definitely visit the heartland of Israel, Judea and Samaria. And I'm glad to help you and to help them map out your tour, your visit here in Israel and here in the heartland of Israel. I could possibly spend some time with you and show you around, maybe set up some meetings. But at the very least, I can give you a list and some ideas of places that you should be visiting and people you should be meeting when you're here in Israel visiting in the heartland. So I look forward to hearing from you. Our friends, we're coming to the end of another episode of A Hebrew in the Heartland on Israel News Talk Radio. Come back next week for another edition. And in the meantime, share the show with your friends and get ready to visit in the heartland of Israel. And wherever you are, I hope that you are inspired by Israel, because I am. Shalom.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.